Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Last week, national forest officials issued a statement reminding visitors to local forests and rivers that fast currents, cold water, and debris posed serious dangers to those recreating on local waterways. Over the weekend, several local residents decided to prove those warnings as valid after the Sheriff's Office search and rescue teams pulled four people from the Van Dusen River near Swimmer's Delight. When deputies first reached the scene in the jet boat, they rescued a 38-year-old Carlotta woman who had been swept to the opposite bank. She was rescued by another team of deputies who reached her on all-terrain vehicles, and she told her rescuers that the river was much colder and faster than she expected. While deputies were on scene, they received another call that two Arcata teenagers had gone swimming and had been swept downstream. They were trapped on the other bank after an adult friend jumped in after them and helped them to temporary safety. They were then assisted by 41-year-old Bill Thorpe, who was rafting on the river when deputies asked for his help, and the three stranded swimmers were brought to safety. It wasn't just river swimmers who needed assistance over the weekend. Sheriff's deputies from the boat unit responded to a call on Saturday that reported a man in the water and a boat traveling in circles on the Eel River near the Petrozzini boat ramp in Lolita. When deputies arrived, they found the 37-year-old boat owner wet and cold on the bank and were able to retrieve the boat from the river. The man told deputies he had just bought the craft and had taken it out when he took a sharp turn and was thrown overboard. At today's Board of Supervisors meeting, the board will discuss a Headwaters Fund board initiative to reinvest in the local timber industry. On the table is a $750,000 three-year grant to the County Economic Development Division that would increase marketing efforts in concert with local timber companies touting the use of redwood in building construction, especially for use in building decks. Staff have interviewed local community and business leaders, and the general consensus is that a rebound in the sale of redwoods would help the local economy. The Headwaters Fund Board reviewed the proposal in late March and voted to approve a conditional three-year funding commitment with annual budget reviews and proof of outcomes in year two, before a final year of funding would be approved. The supervisors will hear staff reports about the project and vote on whether or not to support the Headwaters Board decision. A meteor's activity gets the attention of many Northern California residents. Yes, that's right, a meteor. Reporter Dan Squire with the details.
And while not in the immediate local area, but close enough, Chris Montgomery of KSU in Susanville, California, reports that a meteor on Sunday morning resulted in a flood of calls to 911. After the explosion rattled windows and shook houses from Reno, Nevada to Susanville and Bakersfield. Dan Ruby of the Fleischmann Planetarium at the University of Nevada, Reno, says the reports indicate the meteor broke up above Earth somewhere over the Sierras southwest of Reno, and while no damage was done, the effects were startling.
Thanks, Dan. More KINS news after this.
Beautiful and inviting, the Benbow Hotel and Resort is known for its fine dining and gracious hospitality. Here you'll find a perfect place for a romantic getaway, special celebration, relaxing solitude, or successful corporate retreat. Play golf, get a massage, read a book, or just relax. Benbow Hotel and Resort is your California Redwood Retreat, which is only a short drive, yet feels like it's a world away.
Redevelopment agencies are in the process of being shut down and the funds are being liquidated. An oversight board is appointed to oversee the closure. SHN engineer Arnie Herskovic sums it up, the legacy of local redevelopment funding.
As you point out, dismantling, it's an unfortunate. It was a good 30-plus year run in the case of Eureka. They started in 73, right around 30 years. Fortuna and Arcata were a little bit, you know, newer than that, but the jobs, the economic value of the projects that were created, and a lot of them may not have happened, possibly without redevelopment assistance. And if you multiply this and look throughout the state, it's a multi-billion dollar injection of economic development activity. Now, some people would argue, well, the money was diverted from other things, you know, the revenues to the county, et cetera. But this money was used as seed money to help incentivize projects that probably may or may not have happened.
Redevelopment programs have been dismantled as the California legislature looks for extra cash to tackle a large deficit. The Eureka Police Department released crime and call responses for the month of March, including 536 calls to the department that were regarded as priority one or life-threatening. Officers responded to more than 4,000 calls overall, including nearly 100 theft calls, 9 vehicle thefts, 48 assaults, and 18 burglaries. Officers arrested 417 adults during March, as well as 33 juveniles. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.